Voters in Springfield this November may be asked to adopt a Massachusetts law that would raise their property taxes to create a local fund for historic preservation projects, protecting open space and supporting affordable housing. An advisory committee voted Tuesday night to recommend that Springfield adopt the Community Preservation Act and levy a property tax surcharge of 1.5% after excluding the first $100,000 of assessed valuation. The panel also recommended exempting low-income homeowners and low- to moderate-income seniors from having to pay the additional tax. The vote came after members of the ad hoc panel met with representatives from several neighborhood councils and community activists who voiced concerns that the proposal was being rushed to the ballot. Springfield City Councilor Ken Shea, who chairs the advisory committee, said the proposed surcharge would add $10.25 to the tax bill for an average home in Springfield and raise almost $1.2 million.
I supported these numbers because I think at this number and with those exemptions, at least it's a reasonable cost to the average taxpayer in the city of Springfield for the benefit that they get.
The issue is expected to be on the agenda for the July 18th meeting of the Springfield City Council. The council has until September 9th to decide whether to put a question on the November election ballot. Municipalities must adopt the CPA by ballot referendum.
We had a compromise on the exemptions and on the rate and still got enough funds into the city so that we could accomplish something if we're going to do it at all.
The CPA authorizes communities to put a surcharge up to 3% on property tax bills and allows for certain exemptions. The money raised goes into a locally controlled fund that is restricted for use in areas of historic preservation, open space, and affordable housing. Carol Costa, president of the Armory Quadrangle Civic Association, said the advisory committee, which was formed in late May to study the CPA and make recommendations, is rushing the issue in front of the voters.
It's really very little time for something that ultimately is money coming out of people's pockets. And I just think that people deserve more time to see, to learn about this program, and to be able to discuss it more fully.
Michael Ann Busey, executive director of Arise for Social Justice, said that if CPA supporters have only a couple of months to make their case, voters will reflexively reject it.
There's more work to be done to think about whether it should be on the ballot in November, you know, because people's first reaction without that is, oh no, just another fee.
Walter Gould, president of the Outer Belt Civic Association, believes the CPA will be a hard sell in a city where so many people live below the poverty line.
You're putting the burden on people already that are being pushed to the limit, and they can't take much more.
This is the first time Springfield has looked seriously at adopting the CPA. Since it became law in 2000, 161 cities and towns, or 46% of the state's municipalities, have adopted the CPA. Most of Springfield's suburbs, including Longmeadow, East Longmeadow, Wilbraham, Hamden, and West Springfield, have adopted the CPA. Boston and Holyoke are scheduled to vote this November on whether to adopt the CPA. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.